Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Yeah, we're back on the Let's Talk Hookup app. YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here, along with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. And we have Steve Cole, captain of the Poseidon, and we're talking all kinds of good stuff here, and glad to be back on all fronts here on Let's Talk Hookup, and we're joined this hour by Mr. Mike Lum from Captain Rollo Kids at Sea. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
How's everybody?
Let me turn your mic up, and okay. That will really help.
Yeah, there we go. Good morning.
Good
morning.
What's up, buddy?
Got a lot going on here in the world.
Crazy morning.
Today. Yeah, crazy. Crazy morning.
That's
crazy
fun.
Down at the event, huh?
Absolutely. People are lining up. Everybody's anxious to get rolling.
The reason I wanted you to come up here and talk about what's going on at Rollo this morning is it's not just about the used tackle sale, which is a big part of it, but you've got a lot going on with the Rollo kids today.
Yes, we do. It's a big day for us. As you mentioned, the used tackle sale, they're unloading. Well, they've unloaded, and now they're sorting things out. We'll be rolling there momentarily. Looks like a lot of great stuff, as always. In addition to it, we will be doing the spin-to-win wheel. And this is also the final day for the grand raffle ticket sales, because at about 4 o'clock today, I think it's 4 o'clock, we're going to award all 30 of those prizes in order. The first 10 draws get to choose from the top 10 prizes.
Wow.
So the way we do that, we draw the top 10, set them aside in order so we know, and then we go with the 11th, 12th, 13th until we get all 30. But in addition to that, today's also the day that we're going to draw for the Batson custom rod giveaway. So we have six beautiful custom-made custom rods that Bill Batson donated, and then our local angler rod builder Salty Dogs built them, and they're beautiful. We've been selling tickets for that, and so we're going to award those today as well.
Can you buy tickets today?
You can, and the way that works is if you come down and you buy a raffle ticket, it's $15 to get into the grand raffle.
Right.
And if you buy two tickets, then I think Baker's got a deal that if you buy two tickets, you get them for $25, two for $25, and you get to spin the wheel for free.
Wow.
So for $25, you get two entries into the grand raffle, and you spin the wheel, and there's all kinds of great prizes on the wheel.
Lots of great prizes.
Absolutely.
Like, what's the top prize on the wheel?
Well, we have an R prize, right? There's one designation for what would be the grand prize, and we've got about a dozen different items. We got artwork. We have really beautiful artwork from Kevin Pack.
Yeah.
That was donated after his passing, so very, very collectible quality artwork.
Fish work.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got rods, we got some reels, we got tackle boxes, we got all kinds of stuff.
Oh, wow.
So you land on an R, we ring the bell, and you get to pick whatever you want.
And 100% of this money goes to Taking Kids Fishing.
Absolutely. Yep. And this year we have so many moving parts, it's a little confusing. I hesitate talking about it because it makes people's eyes glaze over. But lots of entities helping us this year. Donating money in different ways. We were up at the PCS show in Costa Mesa and in Del Mar, and Pete, you guys with Let's Talk Hookup raised a lot of money for us, and we have multiple people doing that. CalStar stepped up to the plate
big time. Yeah,
and so
Chris and John really did.
That was so cool.
I think we ended up with like $8,300 just from their contribution, and not to mention you guys raised a lot of money for us, and plus we sold a lot of raffle tickets, and the public came out and just really, really stepped up the plate.
I love that, man.
So far, we're really looking good for this year, but this is the time when we have to put the money. Right, because we'll be booking trips all summer long,
right,
and
yeah.
we don't stop booking them until we run out of money.
I mean, look at what I know you went over to Southwestern Yacht Club yesterday, and they raised a lot of money yesterday.
That was a great event last night.
Great event.
Yeah, they had that bottom fish tournament yesterday, and then the awards last night.
Yeah. Okay, so today we have At Day at the Docks, we have the used tackle sale, which is just getting underway, and I know you got to get the heck out of here because you got to get back down there. And we have the Spin the Wheel, and we have the Grand Raffle all going on. You can buy tickets for the Grand Raffle
You buy two Grand Raffle tickets for a bonus. That's $25 on sale. Baker sale, $25 for two, and you spin the wheel for free. For that's the best deal, and it's still not too late to get involved in the Bats and Rod giveaway as well.
Oh, you can. Okay.
You can.
That's a separate deal.
That's a whole separate deal.
All right, and that's going to be given away, all of it today at the end of the day today.
Yep, about 4 o'clock today, and we're going to do a Facebook Live on on the Friends of Raleigh.
And virtually none of this used tackle goes home with you, so it's going to sell.
We're trying to get rid of as much as we possibly can. So
it's there's deals.
Yep, it's a big day for us, and we appreciate everything Let's Talk Hookup does, and we appreciate all the anglers that come out and support us and make this all work for the kids.
Mike, thank you very much for coming in.
Okay, guys.
Appreciate you very much, and good luck on the sale. We'll see you down there in a few.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. Very good. Good job. Hey, let's go live to Brandon Hayward from Bite Sportfish. What's up, Brandon?
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you really on the Tony Reyes trip right now, the Let's Talk Hookup Tony Reyes trip?
I'm in San Felipe. We dropped our gear off yesterday and spent the night in San Felipe. And we're going to jump on the boat at 10 o'clock this morning and head down to the Midriff.
You dog. Oh, man, I'm jealous right now.
Sounds
that
miserable.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, doesn't that sound
sounds
awful?
Miserable.
That's so cool.
That's cool, Brandon.
And, in fact, Brandon likes this trip so much, it's going to become the Bite Sport Fishing trip from now on.
Okay.
Yeah. You're going to love it. It's such a cool trip, the Tony Reyes trip. But your guys here locally had some phenomenal fishing, didn't they?
Yeah, yesterday we went offshore. We had an open party out of Fisherman's Landing, and we were one guy short, and it seemed like going offshore could be a good bet and try something different. And Captain Andrew, formerly the Vagabond, was running the boat, and they had limits of bluefin, 3 yellowfin, and the heralded April Dorado.
Look, and the heralded yellowfin in April, right?
April? How is this happening?
It's just another day in April.
April, right? Holy mackerel. I mean, bluefin, okay, I can get that in April, but not yellowfin and Dorado, right?
Wild. I mean, someone said once, anytime you're catching yellowfin in local waters, it's El Nino, right? And when you're catching yellowfin and Dorado in April, I mean, there's no doubt about it, we're in for a hot water year.
Yeah. So too, what's the water temp that they're fishing in down there?
It was like 69 in April. It was hot and glassy, shirts off, the whole thing. So it's kind of one of those things. I thought it was worthy of a call. Everyone knows what's going on, but the yellowfin component was cool, and it's kind of like 2014-15 with the Wahoo.
Yeah.
There's nobody that you could go to. There's no one you could go to, not Frank or not anyone. So it'd say, oh, yeah, I remember when this happened in 71 or whatever. Like, this never happened before. Dorado in April on a full-day fishing trip.
No, this is a very unique year for sure.
And a last gasp, I was thinking about 2015 when we had all that hot water. And something really interesting happened. We had all that yellowfin and bluefin, yellowtail, Dorado, all that stuff in local waters from Point Loma to Dana Point or whatever we want to call it, right? But come the fall, there was no tuna. Like in October, there was no tuna. I remember I caught some yellowfin one day, and that was it. So El Nino's kind of show me it burns hot and it burns fast in the beginning, but your fall is something totally different, whether it's bluefin way out west or whatever. So for the local stuff, I think getting on it early is good.
Get on it now.
That's good advice, man. No
you
doubt.
Have trips available on Bite Sport Fishing?
Yeah, we're going to go Sunday offshore on the Freeman, and we're just kind of watching sea bass, watching the islands, and it might be one of those springs where we do everything, sea bass, go offshore, and fish the Coronados, just depending on what our groups want to do.
And what's the outlook for your Tony Reyes trip? How's fishing down there?
Fishing is excellent. Down in L.A. Bay, there's really good yellowtail fishing. I spent some time with my kids in San Jose del Cabo for spring break and was down there a little bit myself. The rooster fish showed up 6 weeks early. I had the best rooster fish fishing I've ever seen in my limited time doing it.
Wow.
So everything's just early, man. And the water down there is 80.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Wow. Holy mackerel.
80 degrees.
Wow.
And they're catching, there's April Wahoo down there, and the stuff you usually see flooding into the sea in June is now.
Wow.
They had 105-pound Wahoo at Palmas de Cortez.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a unit.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
There's been blue marlin, black marlin up around La Paz and stuff. So we're kind of on the beginning cusp of what's going to be a very, very interesting season.
Yeah, no doubt.
For sure. Well, have a great time on the Tony Arias trip. And if somebody wants to go with your boys while you're out playing,
How dare you?
I'm doing it for you, Pete.
I know you are. You're a gift for sure. Hey, if somebody wants to go with Bite Sport Fishing while you're doing field research for Let's Talk Hookup, how do we get a hold of you?
You know, they can just book through the landing. We have both the boats are down there, both the catamarans are fishermen. And we're online for Sunday, and if you wanted to do a charter, you could call the landing, and they'll take care of all the business.
All right.
Awesome. Hey, thanks, buddy.
Thanks. Appreciate that. Good luck. Have a great time. Give us a call next week when you come back with a full report.
I will, and in all seriousness, I appreciate you letting me host your trip and represent the show, and everyone's going to have a great time.
All right. Have a great time.
Buddy.
Enjoy. All right. Hey, from San Felipe, let's go out offshore and talk to our good buddy Mike from the Tribute. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm not San Felipe. I'm
Saddle Bay. Yeah.
You're definitely not. Tell us about that fishing, man. It sounded fantastic.
Oh, man. You know, it was really fun. It was. It just got better throughout the day. We had a good long drift on, like, some 40 to 60-pound fish. And when I called in, we already had a really good start. We did that for a couple hours where we kept one to three of those bigger fish going. And then after that dried up, we didn't have to go very far. We finished up on our limits. We made sure everybody got a chance to catch their own fish. It actually got to a point where they're biting the troll so good, we had to stop trolling, which is crazy with bluefish.
Get out of here.
We ended up making a run. We tried something different. I wanted to go look for some yellowtail or dorado, and we were running out towards the west, basically, from where we were, and I think we had eight or nine bluefin strikes in a row to the point where we weren't keeping them anymore, and we had to stop trolling. Like, you know, you want a chance of catching a yellowfin or a dorado in open water, but these damn bluefin are becoming a nuisance.
Ah, oh, that's great.
And, you know, we found one kelp, and it was kind of late in the day. We ended up hooking, like, eight dorado, and we landed three of them. And they were nice dorado. So I think we have a game plan for what we're going to be doing tomorrow.
Gosh, this is so cool, Mike.
Unbelievable.
How exciting.
Unbelievable. That's
well,
crazy.
Well, and that's the thing is, you know, one of the other crew members goes, is this the first time your boat's ever caught dorado in April? And I said, in history, probably not, but I don't remember it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure not a regular thing.
I mean, Steve, you remember anything like that?
No, never.
And they were, you know, they're good ones. They're like 10, you know, 10, 12 pound fish.
Nice.
You know, we lost a little bit bigger one, and when we first pulled up on it, there was free swimmers. There was yellowtail that we saw too. We didn't catch the yellowtail, but it was a 4-foot kelp late in the afternoon. And it really gives you some hope. You know, we're out tonight. We only have 12 reservations right now. We're for sure go. That bluefin was really good. The weather is going to be really nice again. So we're going to go try to catch them things and then, go on a little venture.
I love it.
All right. Well, if somebody wants, and tonight's a day and a half?
Tonight's a day and a half, 5 p.m. departure. We had no problem getting down there well before daylight. All the time we needed to catch bluefin, and then, like I said, we just kind of picked a direction, and I think it's what we're going to be doing tomorrow, and hopefully we knock out limits of bluefin early. I mean, I don't like getting ahead of myself, but we're going to go and see what we can find on kelp patties, especially with that weather.
Yeah. Oh, it's supposed to be stellar once again tomorrow. And if somebody wants to go on the Tribute this afternoon, how do we get a hold of you? How do we get on the boat?
Seaforthlanding.com, TributeSportFishing.com. You can call the landing 619-224-3383. And we posted a bunch of stuff over the you know, from yesterday, anywhere from our jig strike stops, which got all kinds of responses. I mean, you're going into a stop of 30 people on the boat, and then they were biting. So some responses were good, some were bad, but, you know, I don't think it's something you're going to have to worry about tonight. If we get out with 20 people, I'd be stoked. And, yeah, I mean, it was really good. I mean, it doesn't matter what time of the year. We had 25 Bonito to go with it. It was nonstop action throughout the day and a chance at some spring Dorado. It sounds rad.
Well, thanks for that report. Appreciate that, Mike. And I'll bet next weekend you'll be calling us with some good stuff, too. Appreciate the call from the Tribute Sports Fishing.
Yeah, we're,
go get them.
We're excited.
All right. Go out and get them tonight.
We'll talk
all right.
to you next weekend.
Appreciate
thanks, buddy.
The call. That's always nice to stay updated by Mike there, for sure. He does a good job. But let's jump into the phones.
Aiden in San Diego's up here next on Let's Talk. Aiden, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, how's it going?
Good Aiden, good morning.
Hey, I was just curious. I've been out to try and catch bluefin tuna in the dark quite a few times, and I've still never caught anything. A lot of deckhands have told me that I don't go deep enough. I was just curious, like, what does that mean? Like, how deep am I supposed to be going? Because I've always wanted to catch a bluefin in the nighttime.
Well, that's a great question. You know, usually on our trips on the way out, I'll stop in about 50 fathoms of water. That's 300 feet. And I'll tell everybody, stop, mark, drop your jigs all the way to the bottom, and we make a mark there. So that way, you know, a pretty solid spot to go is around that 300 foot. You're usually in them. If you're not, then you go deeper. But you just got to keep trying. It's not an easy fish to catch sometimes.
Where do you lie on, like, the marking spectra? Do you like the colored line? Do you like a mark on your line? Like, what do you fall on all that?
So, me personally, I'm a big fan of the mark. You know, sometimes when there's a lot of chaos going on and you got the marked line, you know, it's every couple, like, 50 feet or whatever, and you forget where you're at, and, you know, someone grabs your rod to get you out of a tangle, and next thing you know, you look and you're like, oh, where am I at? How many colors went by, you know? So you can't go wrong with a big Sharpie marker. You know, sometimes guys like them every 100 fathoms and or every 10 fathoms, excuse me. Way to do that, too, is, you know, start it or 20 fathoms, put two dashes. So that way you know that's 20. And then three dashes at 30 fathoms, four dashes at 40, and so on and so forth. But, you know, a good way to get you in the zone for the most part is on our way out, I usually, when I know night fishing's been real good, I'll stop the boat in 50 fathoms of water on our way out, and I'll tell everybody, all right, drop them till your jig stops, and crew will be coming around with markers, mark your line. So that way, you know you're going to be in it no matter what. And a lot of times you get bit before you even get to your mark.
If you're seeing fish in 250 feet of water, like how much line should come off of somebody's reel? You know, like, what's a good estimation? Because you got scope and the boat's drifting and moving.
Yeah.
Like,
and it varies. You know, it's actually, like you said, the scope and whatnot. If we're seeing it in 250 feet and you got a little bit of scope, I'd probably at least give it another 150 feet past. You know, what would say your mark is at 300. I'd keep letting some line out. The goal is to try and be straight up and down, obviously, but there's some nights that no matter if you're fishing a 16-ounce eddy bomb or a 20-ounce eddy bomb, it's really hard to do, you know. Always good to give it a little lob down swell, too. That helps out tremendously in getting rid of that scope.
What's your take on the metered line versus just marking your line? I mean,
I'm a fan of marking it.
You like to mark it.
Because
you can, let's say, one, two, three, oh, was that four? Or
yeah,
five?
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you have, say, you're topped with white spectra, right? And all of a sudden a black mark comes through, you know where you're at,
yeah.
You know, versus trying to count the colors and, oh, is purple 100 feet or 300 feet?
Yeah.
You know? And like I said, in the midst of the chaos, it can get real easy to forget. But if you're topped with white spectra, yellow spectra, and a black mark goes by, you know where you're at.
There you go. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. If you want to get hold, Jeff's standing by at the fan, 833-288-0973. You have a great text, all right?
I thought so. It says, great to hear Captain Steve this morning. I'm already learning a lot from this show. I just came in from my second three-day trip of the season. Boat had full limits of those 15 to 50-pound tunas. We didn't see any big fish, and our last few trips have had a little bit fewer nighttime opportunities. I was curious if Steve could give me his opinion when you think the big fish opportunity will come. Is this just the size of fish that we're going to have for this season, or do big fish tend to be later in the fall? Just curious on your thoughts from DJ in San Diego.
Yeah, good question. You know, at the end of the day, it is fishing, right? no, it's every year is kind of different. You know, last year we saw that big fish right from the get-go, and there was a lot of it, and it kind of petered out, and it'd be around here and there, you know, but there wasn't, you know, I remember, well, it would have been 2018, 2019, it was like drive out and catch a cow.
Right.
You know, 2016 even, 2015. But it's hard to say what we're going to see. Just talking to a lot of guys, it sounds like there's a biomass, like an absolute ton of that 30 to 70 pound fish around.
Take that size all day long.
Those are the ones we need. 50, a 60, 70 pounder on a 30 pound test will get you your money's worth.
And yeah. DJ, I will tell you the one thing, you know, the commercial fleet that does the pen bluefin operation, you know, those guys only take fish that are 120 pounds and above, and they have had a tremendous season on it. So it's not like that fish doesn't exist.
It's,
you know,
around.
What I mean? Like, yeah, there was a bunch of it caught, and, you know, it might not be in the area. It might not just be in the same zone that this fish is. And, you know, when an open party sport boat goes down, like a guy like Steve, he's got to make the best decision to catch the most amount of fish for every person on board. And the season's at its infancy right now. You know,
yeah.
The great thing that we have going for us right now with fishing so good is exactly what Mike talked about. Like, if you get done early and then you're looking to go stumble into new grounds to find a catch, well, you might stumble into, hey, look at all this big fish that's down here, or vice versa. So I think we're in a great spot. You know, whether we're catching cows or these ones, We'll let that shake out as it comes, but I think we're in a real good position for it.
Yeah,
for sure.
And you know, I can probably speak for a lot of guys too. Like Rick said, there's, you know, we're not going to just strictly fish small fish. You know, if we see an opportunity off our bow of great big ones, we're going. You know, and if there's a spot of small ones right next to them, well, we'll try to put the boat in between them.
For sure. Well, hey, let's find out what's biting. Our fishdope.com reporter, Yosef Hosseini, the Angler's Reader, is on the line.
You got it, man. Today, that catch report sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you only get the premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing orders for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest in customer service. You can stop by their location on Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure you make that reservation today.
Good morning, Yosef.
Hey, good morning, guys. We've got some great fishing, man. I'm getting really jacked up on this season already, hearing all these reports, especially Dorado in April. That's crazy. Up north, Channel Islands area is starting to bite really good. Santa Barbara Island has a pretty steady pick on big yellowtail on the squid beds up there. Catalina Island has slowed down a little bit. There was a really good bite at Farnsworth, slowed down the last few days. There is some fish being caught on the kelp line at the west end of the island. They're about 6 to 15-pound class fish. La Jolla has been on fire for the past few weeks, with Fish Dope saying that some of the best fishing on the coast. But good-sized yellows, 6 to probably 25 pounds fish, and a few guys in private boats are getting quite a few. The islands have slowed down a little bit. It's on and off every day, but same deal, 18-pound to 30-pound yellowtail. Cortez Bank, there's a boat ran out there last week. They ended up with 15 to 20 pound yellowtail on the fly line on the high spot. Good fishing from what they said. Onto the tuna, the double 220, lower 500 area, there's a huge volume of fish down there. They're not huge, but there's a lot of them. 238 area is about 70 miles from Point Loma, and it's holding yellowfin, bluefin, and Dorado. And yellowtail.
That's so crazy.
Gotta love that.
It's just crazy to hear that in April.
And from Danny, he sent me this morning, there's large biomass of fish not too far off of Colonette of yellowtail. And he said they're moving up the line. It's the stuff sliding north, so we should be seeing that stuff early this year.
Man, and of course,
that's all I got, guys.
Fishdope.com. Oh, they have it on the new. Make sure you download the new Fishdope.com app, because it is fantastic with those.
Can you show me the new charts?
Charts are
beautiful.
Unbelievable. Yeah,
they're
just amazing, and all the new features that Jeff has worked on, and it's just fantastic. $30 off a new membership to Fishdope.com using the code HookUpNow. Lowercase, no space. HookUpNow. Your $30 code. Yosef, are you going to be down in the BD Outdoors booth there today? Fishdope booth.
I will. I'm just going to walk the show. I've got my wife's not feeling great, so I got kid duty, two birthday parties. But I'm going to slide through with the boys for a little bit. I'll come by and say hi.
All right. And if somebody wants the best real estate, how do we find you?
You can get me on my cell phone, 619-277-2169. You can get me on my website at sportsmansrealty.com. If you'd like a free home evaluation, SoCalHomeEval.com.
All right.
You're the best,
bro. Don't forget the $10 t-shirts at the BD Outdoors Fish Dope booth, too, today. So
exactly. Yeah. Get your shirts while you're there.
All right. Hey, Yosef, great to hear from you, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
You guys, too. Take care, boys.
All right. Appreciate that. Hey, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, I got to talk about this because it's way too good of a deal not to. And again, thanks to Yosef. But Gamakatsu, they are here at Day at the Docks today, and they've got one of the most fantastic deals that we've had. If you buy $25 in Gamakatsu, you get a free pocket utility G-Box. And these are really nice boxes. Like, it's not a cheapy giveaway. Like, the box is probably a $20 box.
Yeah.
But they're really nice hook boxes. We're doing all of our Gamakatsu buy two, get one free. So you're going to get buy two, get one free.
At Fisherman's Landing.
At Fisherman's Landing. And if you spend $25, you get that free utility box. Also, if you buy $50 in product, you get a free everyday carry knife. And the value on that everyday
carry knife. It's a legit knife.
It's like $100.
Yeah.
So you spend $50.
It's a Kershaw knife. I didn't say that.
Yeah. You spend $50, you're already getting buy two, get one frees, and you're getting a knife that's valued at almost $100. Like double the amount that you're spending to get there.
So you buy the hooks that you need, the Gamakatsu hooks you need, and buy some utility boxes, spend $50, you get a $100 knife.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
How hard is it to spend $50 on hooks?
Yeah. Not hard at all.
Not very hard.
Especially when you want some of those smaller hooks, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like the number two Gamakatsu Nautilus.
Number twos, number four.
Right?
Yeah.
Number four. That's what they're eating, right?
And
when you do that, like when you spend your $50, you're getting, 30% better than you normally would because you're buying your two, you're still getting your freebies. Like, it's just a killer.
So the deal is you go buy the product at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, and then you take your receipt.
Correct.
And you go see Rick and the guys at the Gamakatsu booth, and they'll give you your free product.
You got it, man.
That's how you work.
That's the deal.
All right, so check it out. That's today only at the Gamakatsu booth. Great Gamakatsu deal there for sure. I also want to mention, too, that be sure to go by see our good buddy Bob Hoos at the Costa booth, as well as the Sport RX guys will be there doing prescriptions, too. So if you want prescription sunglasses, something. But Costa will be there in full spirit with Bob and his gang there, and there's so much going on today at Day at the Docks. But, hey, Rory in Lakeside says, awesome show. I'm looking at your schedule, trying to decide what month to book a two-day. How do the limits differ from 1.5 to two-day trips? The boat looks really cool, and I'm excited to jump on a trip this season.
So, in a day and a half, you get one day's worth of fish limits, right? A two-day, you get two. When to book? What we have going on right now? Now wouldn't be a bad time.
I don't think
there's a bad call on that one.
And especially like what Brandon alluded to too. I mean, it's here now.
Yeah,
you don't.
Exactly.
That water might get too warm.
Exactly.
Right?
It might come and go quick. You know, hot and heavy and gone the next. So, I mean, now would be a great time. Like I said, we're chartered a lot of the year, so. And as this fishing starts to get closer, a couple more guys are going to start getting out, and before you know it, you won't be able to jump on with us. So
Get on. Book now.
Exactly.
And if you go on a two-day, then you get 2 days of limits.
2 days limits, because we leave it, we're fishing that afternoon, depending on how far the fish is. We leave in the morning, we're fishing that afternoon.
Yeah. Good stuff there. Hey, Arnie from Vista is on the line. Actually, Arnie from CCA is on the line. Good morning, Arnie.
Well, actually, today it's Arnie from San Diego Run, a real club beat. How you doing, guys?
Oh, doing good. Now, you guys are running the Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, right? Or Trout Pond, not the
mackerel
pond.
Well, yeah, we're going to run one of the fishing. That's it. Yeah, we're running the mackerel pond. Our main booth is at the top of the H&M Landing. So come on by. The kids can get a ticket. Go down to the end of the dock at H&M. We have the mackerel pen down there that Everingham Brothers has gladly and very generously given to us to let these kids fish. And if they fish our booth, we're going to give them a ticket. We're going to enter them for a raffle for a rod. It's going to be a Dybod D-Shock two-piece spinning rod with reel combo, 7-footer with spooled with Iserline. And one lucky kid's going to get to take it home today.
How cool.
Wow, that's cool. So that's Rod and Reel Club over at H&M. And that's cool. And then I also want to mention, too, Arnie, I know you wear a lot of hats, but CCA California will have a booth there today, and they'll be talking about the apps and taps coming up on May 30th, right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. We're going to honor Ken Frankie with the Beacon Award in May. So everybody, please come down and help honor Ken. Ken does so much for the sports fishing industry down here. He's a great man. He definitely deserves to be honored. And matter of fact, I heard you're going to be there to hand him off the award.
Yes, I will be. I'll be at the event for sure. Wouldn't miss it. May 30th at Jimmy's Famous. So that starts actually at the SAC office right here next to the World Headquarters. And then we move on down to Jimmy's Famous and have some great food and apps and taps and all that good stuff. Arnie, have a great time with the kids today. And, yeah, free rod and reel for one lucky kid today over there with the San Diego Rod and Reel Club. Keep up the great work, Arnie.
Thank you very much, Pete. You guys take care. Have a great day.
Thanks, right, buddy. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. It's live. Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time. Day at the Docks is going on right now. We got more for you on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Hi, it's Ben, and I want to tell you about a great event at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, on beautiful Mission Bay. It is coming up on Saturday, May 16th from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., the summer kickoff sale. With all this warm weather, it feels like summer already, so we are celebrating a bit early with huge discounts on everything in the store. Catch all this. Reels are 10% off, plus free Spectra, 15% off rods, and 25% off clothing, shoes, and sunglasses. They even have buy two, get one free deals on hooks, irons, and fluorocarbon. Plus, buy three, get one free on hard baits, soft plastics, and war baits. Don't miss huge savings on JRI jigs, grab some raffle tickets, and win some incredible prizes, all benefiting Rollo Kids and CCA. Plus, score awesome freebies like Gamagatsu aluminum pliers with qualifying purchase, and check out the special Turtle Box speaker bundles that include Dana Landing gift cards. Saturday, May 16th from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Dana Landing on Mission Bay. Don't miss it. Summer starts at Dana Landing.
Experience the magic of Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada, a Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, breathtaking scenery and wildlife, warm community, and truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge. Just steps away from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris, you will be fishing pristine, unpressured waters for Chinook salmon, halibut, John Leancod, and more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty and wildlife. All of us at Haida Gwaii Safaris have exciting news. We now have our own charter flight to and from Sandspit out of Vancouver, making your trip easier than ever. We pride ourselves on creating unforgettable adventures that turn the first-time guests into longtime friends. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please call 1-877-815-2892 or visit us at qcsafaris.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where unforgettable memories are made one catch at a time.
That to-do list isn't going to do itself. That's when the 2026 Motor Trend Truck of the Year Ford Maverick comes in. Agile, nimble, equipped for wherever you go, with available hybrid all-wheel drive, and capable of taking on what you need. With the flatbed storage system and a maximum available towing capacity of 4,000 pounds. Get your ideal combination of capability and versatility to handle whatever comes your way. Get it, haul it, make it. Ford Maverick, turning a to-do list into a to-done list. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to take a test drive today.
Hi, this is Christy Wheeler with Dawson & Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal use boats, business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson & Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, talking all about that beautiful Poseidon. I am so hyped on doing one of those mag day trips, man. That sounds like so much fun.
Yeah, and then the local trips here are coming up Saturday, right? You still have spots available.
Yep.
Yeah.
You said your Saturday trip was, you know, kind of a thought and just screw it, we're going fishing, no matter what. Yeah, so I couldn't, it's got a light load right now.
Yeah, that's why I couldn't watch what was going on anymore. I was like, you know, and boat needs to move.
Yeah.
Boats don't like to sit. When fishing's this good, I can't sit still either, you know.
So you just put it on line so we're definite go?
Yeah, we had three or four people, and I said, you know what, we're going fishing, definite go. And overnight, we've got five more, so we're sitting with 10.
You're definitely good.
Yeah.
So if you want to go, there's still space. But you post that at fishermanslanding.com.
Fishermanslanding.com, yeah.
That's cool.
Look for the Poseidon or call the landing, but a lot of people, but through the website, yeah.
We just heard from Valerie from Queen Charlotte Safaris, a.k.a. Queen Charlotte, it's a Haida-Gwaii Safaris now. And I mentioned yesterday that we do have one spot that opened up on Corey's trip to Haida-Gwaii Safaris, 6/24 through 6/28, June 24th through the 28th. And then we had one spot opened up on the trip I'm going on to Haida-Gwaii Safaris, August 3rd through the 7th. You don't have to worry about being a single because there's a bunch, including myself and Corey, we're all singles, a lot of singles on this trip. So Valerie's a matchmaker and making sure everybody gets on the right boat with the right people and in the rooms and stuff like that. And so if you're single and you're I don't want to go by myself, don't worry. You're among friends.
Yeah, totally.
And it's all Let's Talk Hookup people. It's just super fun. And if you want to go, Haida-Gwaii Safaris, either that June 24th trip or the August 3rd trip, QCSafaris.com. Check it out and call Valerie and get on that trip.
That's it,
super
man.
Fun, yeah. Well, you have a great text, huh?
I thought so. It says, good morning, guys. That Mag Bay experience sounds so cool. Long range, chucked into 3.5-day trips. I checked the Poseidon website looking for the price on Mag Bay and your San Diego rates. Both extremely reasonable. I really am excited. Going to book a trip, come fishing with you. Thanks for everything, Jeff in Huntington Beach.
Yeah, awesome, Jeff. We're more than happy to have you. Yeah, we try to make it, you know, so everybody can, like we were saying earlier, you know, if someone wants to experience a long range deal, it's not a $5,000 ticket price. You know,
I really like the you guys providing all the tackle and everything too, if a guy wants to eat.
Yeah,
so like,
and too, I didn't even touch base on the meals. The meals are out of this world down there. We get a lot of that local good seafood down there.
Oh, that's cool. So provision the boat while you're there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, we take as much as we can you know, of the stuff that you can't get down there. But, I mean, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fresh tortillas. I mean, we get those big chocolate clams. We get the chocolates. And, I mean, it's, you know, it's part of our snack with our margaritas. And, I mean, it's the whole thing. Like, obviously, the fishing is out of this world down there, right? It doesn't get any better, but especially in that time of year. But I mean, the whole thing, it's the experience, you know, that we kind of try to put together from the Ponga ride to getting on the boat. Everybody's kind of got plenty of room to hang out and plenty of room in the galley, margaritas and, you know, chocolate clams. And we get the octopus down there, those big blue shrimp, lobsters, steak. I mean, it's
the
whole thing, you know, and it's that's our, you know, our chef, he's been with us for a long, long time now. Over 10-12 years. He's actually from Puerto Vallarta. We met him when we used to take Constitution down there, and you know, he just does such a good job. And when he comes up here, and nothing changes. But
that's
down
cool.
down there,
so
you know,
he's your chef on the boat here too.
Yeah, absolutely,
wow.
Chef Antonio. Yeah, so but I mean, all the stuff that he puts together down there, especially, I mean, soup, the 7-Seas soup. I mean, he gets everything from the octopus to the clams to the shrimp to the and it
knows all the ins.
God, that's cool.
Yeah,
man.
The food is I did not want to forget about that.
Yeah,
part. The food on its in its own is
and that's
is,
all part of the package.
Yeah, that's all included. So I mean, you know, when I say everything's included, your beer's included.
The beer's included.
Beer, water, soda, snacks, all your meals, tackle, fish cleaning. I mean, literally the only thing that's not included in your ticket price is your airfare and your Mexican fishing license.
Yeah.
And how much is the trip?
$2,500.
$2,500.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What a good deal that is. 3.5 days.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yep.
Awesome.
With everything included.
All right. So
and you can come down today at Day of the Docks and scope the boat out.
Yes.
And
the boat out. Yeah.
You have the boat open
we'll,
today.
Boat will be opened up. We'll be there. Be happy, more than happy to answer any questions that I don't get to on here. So come down. Come see us. And
just walk down the Fisherman's Landing dock. And
you can't miss us. We're right there, front and center.
Yep.
I wish you would have known, man. I had to get some of those chocolate clams and some margaritas.
I'll tell you what. We'll bring some home.
From the text I've been getting from the boys at the tackle store, like, they could probably use some margaritas today.
A little busy.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, Tiki's still in Puerto Vallarta. So.
Yeah. Well, with that 50% off those CalStar rods,
said they
sure.
are flying.
They're flying.
We still got them. You know, you said we're in good shape. You know, we had a lot. You know, but
and I'll bet the used tackle sales in full swing now. It's probably by the time we get down there, day at the docks is going to be. Going crazy.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, we could make the show an extra hour today. That'd help Rick out a whole lot.
Yeah, that would work. Yeah, we could. But we got Padre baseball coming up.
That's
so
true.
Can, you know,
yeah,
we've got to move on to that.
Yeah.
Charisse in Huntington Beach says, good morning, guys. Love the show, as always. Hi, Captain Steve. I'd like to jump on an overnight or day and a half trip. What can I expect as far as amenities being a female traveling alone? Would I share a bunk area with the guys, have a private bunk, et cetera? How do you accommodate ladies on the boat?
Yeah, no, like I said, we have all staterooms. It's kind of laid out to where only two of our staterooms actually are privacy with doors on them. So, you know, we always try to make the females comfortable. Especially, you know, we totally get it, you know, when boat full of men and want your own space to change and stuff like that. We can absolutely make that happen.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Just call ahead of time.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
On something like that, I always say the same thing. Just do your due diligence to call, you don't want to show up morning of to try to make that happen.
Exactly.
Give you an opportunity to make it right for, and you will.
Exactly. Yeah. And two, you can always, you know, make special notes. I know those guys in Landing, they have a whole bunk layout. So when you go to book your trip, just get on
pick
the phone. And, pick your bunk.
So they'll accommodate you, Charisse.
Exactly. Yeah, not a problem.
All right. Had a fun text. It says, good morning, guys. Captain Steve, I'm wondering if you could tell me what your favorite yellowtail outfit would be that I could probably purchase today at Day at the Dock. So this is from Danny Temecula. Danny's coming down to Day of the Docks right now, wants the ideal Steve yellowtail outfit. What is it?
Well, my favorite way to catch a yellowtail is a lure. So if we want to go that route.
Yeah, let's do it.
You know, a 100J or
you said there were 100Js in that 50 off booth?
Dude, there was a pile of them.
Really?
I could not believe. I mean, I don't know. The pile was probably 12 inches around. I bet there was 10 or 15 100Js that are
you guys are
50% off.
You guys are going to get
50% off. I mean, brand new.
Hopefully they're still there when you get there.
Really, in 30 years of working there, I don't ever remember seeing barrels full of brand new CalStars at 50% off. Never has that been
I don't even think that's been a real thing.
Yeah.
So 100J and...
100J, and I mean, you can't go wrong with a Trinidad 20.
Yeah.
You know, I mean... That's the exclusively all I fish as far as my reels go are Trinidads and Talicas.
Yeah.
I mean, you cannot beat them, especially with how hard we are on our gear, being on the boat every day. I mean, we put those things through their paces and they keep up. But the castability and everything of a Trinidad 20 with some 40-pound mono, that's another big thing, too, that I see a lot of people that are getting into throwing jigs and just getting into fishing, period. Everybody's coming with these topped-off reels of Spectra. It has its time and place, you know, but me, I'm a mono guy till the day I die. If I can get away with fishing a lure on, you know, two thirds or half of my spool of mono, 40 or 50 pound triple X is my go-to depending on if I'm going to fish around shallow water, I'll probably bump it up to 50, but for the most part, 40 pound, a Trinidad 20 and in a sort of a 100J or you know, 540s, they're a little too whippy and a little too heavy sometimes. But a 100J or a Seeker or Lua is a great,
that's your call.
Great option. We actually, too, started fishing, those fishing syndicates. And I gotta tell you, man, as far as a 100J goes, they are some killer rods. I mean, I've put those things through the ringers. Every time I try a new rod out from anybody, and we've been with Fishing Syndicate for a good little while now, anytime I'd get one of the rods, whether it be a CalStar, a Seeker, or this or that or the other, I try to break it. You know, I mean, not like high sticking or doing anything like that.
Put it through its paces.
Put it through its paces. I try to break it, and
they don't break.
They don't break, and they're great rods.
That's awesome.
We really enjoy them.
Well, hey, one of the big features of Day at the Docks today is being able to walk into Point Loma Seafoods and buy the freshest thing in town, the freshest fish. We had some fresh Alaskan halibut the other night from Point Loma Seafood.
I love it.
Yeah, I have frozen in the freezer, right?
Yeah.
But there's nothing like fresh Alaskan halibut.
Man.
And they had it at Point Loma Seafoods the other day. But Also, the thing, later on in the day when you're getting thirsty for a beer, they have the best selection of beer right there. And go in there and have lunch, sushi, and sandwich. That's where we have in our booth. That's what we have at our booth.
The layout is so cool, too, to go in there, get a craft beer, get a killer fish taco plate, and then go upstairs and enjoy that view of the entire basin. You can see
it's
the
like
whole
a
fleet of it's just my favorite. Yeah, I love it. And like you said, what more can you say about Point Loma Seafoods?
Yeah.
It's the best, and it's all there. It's always so killer. Fish taco plate, squid sandwich, like
the scallop sandwich.
Oh, the scallops! Oh, I've never had that.
Oh my god!
Okay, that's a must do. Pete. Yeah. You got to get on that.
Dude, it's so good.
That scallop sandwich is my go-to.
Yeah, really good.
Well,
it's that fresh sourdough they have every day. The Mrs. Kelly's tartar sauce, bunch of fried scallops. Dude, it's so good.
It's killer.
Point Loma Seafoods open today for Day at the Docks. We make you hungry? Go to Point Loma Seafoods right next to San Diego Landings in Point Loma, and right at Day at the Docks today.
Yeah.
Check it out.
All right. Hey, I had another great text come through. Say, good morning, guys. What a great show. Looking forward to this as always. Can't wait to come down and check out the Poseidon at Day at the Docks. My question is about your Mag Bay trip. Steve, could you give me the ideal Wahoo casting outfit to take on one of these Mag Bay trips? Also, what is the tackle that you do have available for us on the boat? And that's all from Rex.
Great question. If I were to, per se, pick my own casting outfit for, per se, a Wahoo bomb or a Raider jig or something like that, a 6480 or like something in that 8-foot heavy, something that can fish 50 pound very well, that has maybe just a little bit of tip, because at the end of the day you're fishing it kind of like a yo-yo jig style, and with the Wahoo they had down there last year, you know, 90-100 pounders were of the norm. You don't want to get caught with your pants down, that's for sure. So I'd say something that can fish 50 pound or 60 pound even very well. I like an 8-foot rod or maybe even like a 7-6, something of that nature. And again, you know, the saying goes, if you pump, you dump with Wahoo. So it's a straight wind, and it takes a toll on your body, but something with a high gear to make sure you can keep that line tight or catch up to them when they make those first couple screaming runs. So something with a high gear ratio, like a Trinidad 20. Once again, I mean, my go-to bomb outfit is a 8-foot heavy and a Trinidad 20 topped with, you know, 50.
You might be able to find a used Trinidad at the used tackle sale
almost,
today.
Almost
very
for
good
sure.
chance.
Yeah, almost.
Yeah.
For sure.
So
yeah,
if
and
you might want something like that.
And the second part of that, as far as what we do have for gear on the boat, we kind of have an all-around setup. We have a lighter one. I forget the name of those smaller Okumas, the Star Drags. We have those for lighter fishing and bait making, paired with an 8-foot medium heavy rod, kind of like an all around rod. And then we have a Makaira 15T spooled with 50 or 60 pound test on like a 7-6 heavy, something a little more stout that you can fish heavier gear on. And then we have a handful of our big reels for trolling, you know, Mac 20s. And railroad style.
So for those Mag Bay trips, you don't have to bring any tackle.
You don't have to bring, like I said, a backpack with some board shorts and a couple chains of clothes and maybe a towel and a toothbrush, and you're in there.
That's so
wow.
cool.
That's
you're in
what
there.
A great
yeah.
idea.
Yeah. Carry on.
Yeah.
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 Exactly.
For sure. Hey, Cliff in Blossom Valley says, I searched the Poseidon on Fisherman's Landing site, but I couldn't see anything about the Mag Bay trips. Well, they're not going to be on there. They're going to be on your site, right?
Yeah, exactly. So
Poseidon-Sportfishing.com.
Poseidon-Sportfishing, or you can also give Nicole a call.
866-903-7742.
That's it, yeah. Yep. So
yeah. Nicole's your office person.
Yep. She handles all the Mag Bay stuff. Just give her a shout. Any questions that, you know, furthermore, and that's how you get on the boat.
Or come
down
here. Or do you
just
have a schedule? Do you have a schedule? On your website for the
we do. Like I said, our first trip, October 20th. I think there's only one or two spots left on it.
I doubt after today. There might not be after me.
Yeah, and then we just opened up trip number 6, which is November 9th through the 13th.
Oh, sweet.
And so. you were saying before the show, like, that's got some spots because the popularity was so big this year. You put an extra one on. Too many people calling trying to get on, and everything else was charged.
Exactly. You know, and I mean,
everybody.
If this one goes super quick and we still have the demand, we can put, you know, another one on. We just it's hard to do with a gap in the schedule because, I mean, we're sitting in the bay for 3.5 days or whatever, you know.
I just think it sounds so cool. Yeah. I'm more in on that Mexican seafood availability on there. That sounds great.
And, you know, it's not,
and then
spending
a couple days in Loretto, too.
Yeah, exactly. I'd go down a day or two early, enjoy Loretto, get some beers and tacos, hang out for a little bit, jump on the boat, maybe spend one extra day on the back end.
Yeah, but, no, a lot of guys do that. We have a lot of guys, like our charter groups and stuff, that fly down like a day or two early and with their wives and families, and they hang back at the hotel while they go fishing, and then they get back from fishing and hang out for another day or two, and then they bail home.
That sounds cool.
So
that sounds good. You have another good text, huh?
I thought so. It says, let's see, good morning, guys. Going down. Love your show. Headed down a day at the docks today. Want to consider going electric for a deep drop rock cod and occasional kite setup on my own boat. Do you have any recommendations, comparison of the different reels that are out there? That's from Jeff in Escondido. And, you know, Jeff, like, that is just, boy, the option of having unlimited depth of rock cod has really brought those electric reels into light that there wasn't before. They're great, man. And there's a lot of really good options that Shimano Beastmaster, a fantastic choice. It's smooth.
Or even the Forcemaster would do rock cod, right?
Yeah, oh, for sure. No problems at all. And lots of other good options when you come down to the shop. You know, just I think the best thing to do in a scenario like that is just compare, you know, I mean, I can only speak for ourselves, and I know all of the other great shops all do the same thing, but, you know, at this point now, they've become popular. We have half a dozen different, you know, manufacturers of electric reels, not just the model. We have an entire showcase that's dedicated to reels because it can be as anything as a small reel that fits in your hand, you know, a 500 size reel that you're just fishing, you know, moderate to shallow depth rock cod with, all the way up to Hooker Electrics and LPs and catching swordfish, and then everything in between. So, yeah, and cordless, corded, everything is an option, and this would be a great time to do it. All the reels are going to be discounted at the day at the dock.
Too.
Yeah, and come with free Spectra. Now, that's a much bigger deal when you start talking about something that's holding 700, 800, 1,000 yards of line.
Yeah.
Like, that can run you $200 or $300 at a day at the docks. It's free.
Yeah.
That's
that's a good deal. So take advantage of it.
Yeah, take advantage, man, no doubt.
Hey, Robin, Steve's girlfriend, doing great, babe, she says. Love ya. Listening down on the boat, getting the Poseidon ready for day at the docks. Great show.
Cool.
Come,
awesome.
Come by and see us. So, yeah, the boat
Thank
will be
you,
open
hon.
Today.
Yep, boat
and
will be
you
open.
Come by and tour and meet Robin.
Yep,
and
she'll be there. We'll have the world famous Patty there, too.
I was gonna say, dog going to be there?
Oh, yeah. She comes on all the trips, too.
Okay.
Yeah, they have like the coolest lab. There's
really?
Running around the land.
Yeah.
She comes on the trips?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
no
so
kidding.
Cool.
Yeah, oh, yeah. She comes. Sardines are her favorite thing in the entire world.
Is that
oh yeah.
I'm
trying to keep
with.
Her upstairs for the most part.
Yeah.
While we're fishing, you know, if we're traveling or wrapping the trip up, we'll let her cruise around downstairs with everybody. But she stays upstairs for the most part, and she gets real upset when she doesn't get a sardine or two thrown her way when we're stopped fishing.
And she just gobbles them up.
Oh yeah. They're her favorite things.
Such a cool dog.
Favorite things in the whole world.
That is hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is hilarious, for sure. We have another one.
I thought so, for sure. It says, good morning, guys. What a great show this has been with Captain Steve. With fishing being so out of character for this time of year, what tackle outfit do you think we should bring if we're jumping on your day-and-a-half trip going next week, next Saturday? What's the recommended gear for a guy to bring to come fishing with you?
Awesome question. I mean, you know, it changes daily. I mean, throughout the guys could see something change throughout the week, but as of right now, a 25-30 pound fly line outfit has been
perfect.
Has been the go to ticket. Something with a anywhere from, you know, I've heard some reports that the bait is really, really large, and I've heard that some of it is on the smaller side of things.
Be prepared for both.
Be prepared for both. So I have hook sizes from anywhere from, say, a size 4 to a 2.0.
Perfect. Hey, as you can hear, we had a great show. 2 hours flew by. We got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's winning themselves a brand new pair of Costa Del Mar glasses. More Let's Talk Hookup when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan. Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently delivered deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
Adding a fish finder to my fishing kayak completely changed the way I fish. I'm Logan from Fastlane Kayaks, and I've been fishing from a Hobie kayak for over 4 years now. For about half that time, I was fishing without a fish finder. And trust me, it's called fishing blind for a reason. But don't just take my word for it. Here at Fastlane Kayaks, we've been installing and using fish finders on Hobie kayaks for over 25 years. Over all that time, we've done our fair share of trial and error to find the best mounts and methods for rigging a kayak. So instead of trying to learn 25 years of experience through endless YouTube videos, just drop your kayak off at Fastlane. Every Fastlane install is clean, user-friendly, and built to last in real saltwater conditions. One way we do that is by housing all the fuses and electrical connections inside a small waterproof case. Keeps everything protected, organized, and easy to access. Whether you're looking to add a fish finder, install a motor, or upgrade into a brand new fishing kayak, come by Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking in Mission Bay, or give us a call at 619-222-0766.
Shimano makes the finest fishing reels on the market, but they are always striving to make the best even better. Introducing the new Tranks 400B reel. This powerhouse low-profile bait casting reel is built for throwing big baits at the toughest fish that swim. Core solid and Haugany body technologies deliver unmatched rigidity and flex-free cranking, ideal for heavy loads. SVS Infinity MD Tune Braking offers precise control for casting heavy baits. X-Ship boosts gear durability and casting distance, while a Cross Carbon Drag ensures smooth, reliable performance. Versatile across salt and freshwater applications, the redesigned Tranks 400B is a vital tool in the pursuit of trophies. If you're looking to take your bait casting reel to the next level, check out the all-new Tranks 400B at your local Shimano dealer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's going to do us the honor. Steve's going to flip the prize coins. He's got a brand new pair of Costas. Do it up. Okay, we have a texter today. Congratulations, Rex in Rancho Santa Margarita. You have yourself a brand new pair of Costa sunglasses. Congratulations.
Yeah, we'll send those to you, Rex. And you said CalStar has a booth and they're giving away hat and a t-shirt?
Yeah, if you spend any amount of money on CalStar product, you get a free hat up to $200. If you spend more than $200, you get a free CalStar t-shirt at the show.
Or today.
Yeah, yeah. At the dock. Just take your ride to them, you get hooked up.
And, of course, the boat will be open today. Thanks, Mike, for coming in very much today.
Yeah.
And I appreciate it. So if somebody wants to go on a trip on the Poseidon, come down to the boat and visit it today.
Yep.
Or
come check it out. Well, like I said, we'll have it open. Myself, Rob, and my other crew members will be there to help me run around. So come check it out. If you want to get on the boat with us next weekend, head on over to fishermanslanding.com and get booked up with us.
Sounds great. Thanks for being here. Hey, thanks to Jeff in the fan studio. Thanks to Adam for all he does on the app. And thanks to you out there. Next Saturday, Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Next Sunday, Dave Ibrahim from the Tomahawk. Great weekend next weekend. And thank you. I'll be gone for about 3 weeks here up in Montana. I'll check in with you guys. But the guys will be holding the fort. So we'll see you next week. Right back here on Let's Talk Hookup.